Okay, Marvel fans, I've got a big spoiler coming up. Are you ready? All right. I know how the Avengers are going to repair all of the destruction wrought by Thanos in Infinity War. Now, stay with me. They're going to say the word quantum a lot, and then they're going to do whatever they want to do. I know this because that's what happened in the new Marvel movie Ant-Man and the Wasp, so it's basically canon now that this is an effective strategy. Here's how things go down in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Some people get small, then they get big again, then they get small again, then big again, then they get really big, then they get really small, then Michelle Pfeiffer shows up. And it's all because of magic. I mean, it's all because of quantum physics. Seriously, though, I really enjoyed watching Ant-Man and the Wasp. The stakes are mercifully low for a Marvel movie. There are plenty of good jokes. Paul Rudd is as adorable as he always is. Evangeline Lilly is a surprisingly decent superhero. And the supporting cast does excellent work, especially Rudd's sort of sidekick Luis, played by Michael Pena. It doesn't reach the levels of pure delight that Thor Ragnarok does, but the movie is solidly entertaining. Now, it is complete nonsense. I wasn't kidding about all the quantum stuff, and there are large stretches where they push buttons or pull levers while shouting sciency-sounding words, and we're just supposed to go along with it. But the great trick Ant-Man and the Wasp pulls is that it's really easy just to go along with it, and none of this actually ends up impacting your ability to enjoy the movie, at least if you're anything like me. There are parts of Ant-Man that have always been inherently silly, but in a way, this is something positive. We know it's okay just to let go and have fun, and with as heavy as Marvel movies have been lately, this is incredibly welcome. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.